For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, did your curtain up go without a hitch? Three acts?
Lovely evening. Had the dinner. It was
Act one.
Very, very nice, yes. And the cocktails and all. And went to the show, saw Golden Boy at Irish Classical Theater, which means you're there for a while.
Hint, hint.
Right, right. Though the show itself breezed by, it is from that era of Broadway where you get a substantial evening, and it is.
Well, I gather it's getting rave reviews, including one I read by, what's his name? Anthony Chase.
Yes.
No, I mean, wow, you really, really liked it.
I did like it very, very much. Not to say that there are not things that you could find about it. I think that's a very difficult space to use because it's circular, and not everyone is able to visualize that as they conceive a show. And what this kind of does is it's sort of staged for proscenium, but with each scene they turn it one direction. So you only have a bad view 25% of the time, rather than conceiving of the whole thing. And some things about the transitions, about some of the secondary characters, but it is such a great play, and the grand gesture of it is thrilling. And I thought that Cassie Cameron as Lorna Moon was divine. And it's wonderful to see that kind of great American drama given a first-rate production. So yes, I really, really liked it.
Well, while you were at Golden Boy, I was over at the alleyway for Philosophus. And I have to tell you, I thought a play about an 18th century Enlightenment philosopher, really, I'll probably be the only one in the audience. Well, it was standing room only. People are really enjoying it, and I found out why. It's just a whole lot of fun. That phrase, breaking the fourth wall, well, they do it all the time. It's just sort of one big inside joke from the minute it gets going, and everyone just loves Chris Handley as Voltaire. High-energy guy.
And I think that Colin Spear Crowley, the playwright, deploys a lot of tried and true burlesque tropes from drag to pratfalls to keep the comedy going. I would like to see the script tighten up a bit. I would like to see a clearer through line to why we are here. But they are embracing it full throttle, and people did seem to be having a good time.
Now, I haven't been there yet, but Pinkalicious, the musical, is over at Theater of Youth. I think the last time they did this, Erin Lee Dandies was involved, but she's in Golden Boy over at Irish.
The last couple of times that she has been Pinkalicious, I think this is their third Pinkalicious, and both other times it was Erin Lee Dandies. And yes, she is playing the sister of Golden Boy, played by Anthony Alcocer, another good performance. And I loved the interactions between her character and the husband, played by Adam Yellen. Interesting side note, they're preparing to be married in reality. But the play lends itself to method acting and was very important in the development of American method acting. And you can see Clifford Odets crafting the plays to specific actors so that they could exercise their acting chops. And Erin Lee Dandies, Adam Yellen, Rolando Gomez, Kristen Branges, the whole crew taking full advantage.
So what has Theater of Youth done without their go-to young person?
Well, Sabrina Kowalty, of course.
Of course.
Yes, very different. And I look forward to seeing. This is a new production. This is not simply a remount of the old production.
Really?
Yeah, it's been redesigned and as a different director. This is not the same Pinkalicious you might have seen before.
But still the same old plot. Pinkalicious loves to eat pink cupcakes, especially, and develops a case of pinkatitis and will have to be quarantined until she learns how to take control of her.
I think it's wonderful when theaters take on the big issues. There is a big issue, of course. It's not really about pink cupcakes.
Well, a group that's not afraid to take on some big issues is the Paul Robeson Theater over at the African American Cultural Center. And I'm looking forward to seeing Pearly, the musical.
Well, there are big issues embedded, but Pearly is big old fun. It's a big musical from the early 1970s about a preacher in a small town needing to save the congregation, the town, and so forth, and to sing some big production numbers during the process. And that's why there is Pearly, beloved in its time, and with Carlos Jones making a comeback.
And you were telling me, a kind of a coincidence, we love Carlos Jones because he was also the director of the Robesons' Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope last season. And you were telling me there's a connection.
Well, they're from the same vintage. They're big African-American musicals.
That were on Broadway at the same time?
1970, 71. You'd need to look for the overlap, but I think there was some, yeah.
Wow.
They are hoping that the Golden Goose will lay a second time, so we'll see this weekend.
And another quick shout-out for Heathers the Musical. It's the American Repertory's latest offering, and it's over at 3200 Elmwood Avenue at the Philip Sheridan Building, as they call it now, but it's an old high school, and it's just perfect to watch this high school musical. Can't recommend it enough. Sunday night, 7 o'clock is your last chance.
I concur. Had a great time at the Heathers and was fascinated and encouraged to see this whole crop of new talent coming up through that show.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.